Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad. 69 people who used to work for a Liverpool call center still haven't been paid severance after being laid off last March. That's despite an order from Nova Scotia's Labour Standards Division that Global Empire Corporation must pay the laid-off workers a total of almost $200,000. After a 14-month investigation, the province ruled that the company failed to give proper notice of the layoff and that the non-unionized workers were entitled to just over 5 weeks of severance. Deborah Lalonde was one of those who lost her job. An official with the Department of Labor, Skills and Immigration told her recently that they were unable to collect the severance because Global Empire has no funds or assets in Nova Scotia.
Come on, really? How about start protecting employee rights in Nova Scotia so that people living, paycheck to paycheck feel protected by the government whose duty to protect the legislated rights of workers, the non-unionized workers that are at risk for abuse from an employer, a predatory employer.
The company says its head office is in Edmonton, so the department asked officials in Alberta to enforce the order on Nova Scotia's behalf. Company owner Mo Nashman, though, claims that the company's assets are in Phoenix, Arizona. So labor officials say that there are no funds or assets in Nova Scotia or Alberta to collect on.
No government wants to take accountability when they can't honor their own legislation, and that's unfortunate.
Lalonde says she and other former employees feel abandoned by the province and the region of Queens. Liverpool was the company's only Canadian location, employing as many as 120 people. The company signed a 5-year lease with the region of Queens in December 2021 to move into the municipally owned Business Development Center. The region agreed to renegotiate the lease in February 2024, 2 weeks before the company issued layoff notices. The lease has never been made public. In late May of this year, a few weeks after the Labour Board ruling, the municipality hired Global Empire's former human resources manager. After Lalonde told two NDP MLAs about the issue at this year's Labour Day event in Liverpool, Labour critic Paul Wozni raised it in the Nova Scotia Legislature with Labour, Skills and Immigration Minister Nolan Young.
Recent Labour Board cases involving workers at Global Empire Corporation and Arbuckle Media show that our labour standards code is outdated and makes it hard for workers to collect wages they've rightfully earned. If this government is acting quickly to help businesses, why is it ignoring workers unprotected from predatory employers?
Well, I can't speak about specifics here on the floor for any specific case. We are working hard. We are working hard for workers. We are out there. We are doing things. Leave it at that.
Lalonde says she's disappointed that Queen's MLA Kim Maslin did not advocate harder for the employees.
I have reached out to Minister Maslin asking what are our next steps. The government failed in protecting our rights. I haven't heard back from Minister Maslin if there are any further steps to be taken for the 69 of us to be compensated.
Maslin told QCCR recently that she is concerned for the employees, but that the government's hands are tied.
Those were earnings, and they should be paid. My understanding is this numbered company, which is in a foreign land, has gone bankrupt. So I'm not really sure how that is going to be retrieved, but do they deserve to be paid? Absolutely. And the company should have stepped up and paid those employees before they left, but they left in the middle of the night. You can't expect the province to pay out every business that goes bankrupt and doesn't pay their employees. Well, my heart breaks for those folks. Sadly, government can't tell a private business how to run their business.
Lalonde said Maslin's comments are disappointing.
Well, actually, that's the first I have heard from her. I think it's right on par with the government's lack of accountability for workers' rights protection.
She says that former employees are resigned to never being paid. Most workers were making little more than minimum wage, so they can't afford to hire a lawyer. Lalonde says she's owed about $2,800. She's contacted Nova Scotia's Ombudsman's Office to see if they can help. But she says the workers have little recourse.
My next job is just to make sure that I don't let this go without it being noted that the government did not protect our workers' rights.
That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.